Nothing causes more disagreement than design. But what if you could design with data rather than relying on subjective opinion? Getting design sign-off is probably one of the most painful parts of the web design process, and that's because we all have different perspectives of what good design is. Furthermore, design approval gets caught up in internal politics over the prioritization of content. It's bad enough trying to get design approval with a single client, let alone a huge sprawling organisation such as a government. The way that the gov.uk team dealt with this was to allow data to dictate their design direction, as they make clear in their design principles. They tested prototypes with real users and monitored analytics, and so were able to move away from a subjective discussion over design. Not only does this prevent internal politics compromising a design, it also focuses the design on meeting users' needs. Using techniques such as split testing, usability testing, and regular review of analytics, they were able to make sure their design met the needs of users and not just internal stakeholders. Now, I know what you may be thinking. You might look at the gov.uk website and conclude that although it's a very usable website, it's not particularly attractive. Don't mistake that for poor design. A government website is by its nature very utilitarian, and the design reflects this. It is the appropriate design for the website. You may also be thinking that it's perfectly possible to test usability and functionality of a website, but it's not possible to test aesthetics. You'd therefore be forgiven for concluding that although designing with data will help avoid conflicts over hierarchy and structure, it will not resolve issues around branding. However, as I pointed out in a recent post on design testing, and if you haven't read it, check it out, it's perfectly possible to test aesthetics too. So before you launch into your next redesign, carefully consider how you're going to manage the process. I suggest that things will go much smoother if you take a page out of the gov.uk book and make it clear that design decisions are going to be made with data rather than on a group consensus.